Let's turn now in our Bibles to Amos. That's in the back of the Old Testament. And Amos chapter 5. In Amos chapter 5, we'll be reading verses 1 through 27. Amos chapter 5, verses 1 through 27. These are the words of God. Hear this word which I take up for you as a dirge, O house of Israel. She has fallen. She will not rise again, the virgin of Israel, the virgin Israel. She lies neglected on her land. There is none to raise her up. For thus says the Lord God, the city which goes forth 1,000 strong will have 100 left. And the one which goes forth 100 strong will have 10 left to the house of Israel. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, Seek me that you may live, but do not resort to Bethel, and do not come to Gilgal, nor cross over to Beersheba, for Gilgal will certainly go into captivity, and Bethel will come to trouble. Seek the Lord that you may live, or he will break forth like a fire, O house of Joseph. And it will consume with none to quench it for Bethel. For those who turn justice into wormwood and cast righteousness down to the earth, he who made the Pleiades and Orion and changes deep darkness into morning, who also darkens day into night, who calls for the waters of the sea and pours them out on the surface of the earth, the Lord is his name. It is he who flashes forth with destruction upon the strong, so that destruction comes upon the fortress. They hate him who reproves in the gate, and they abhor him who speaks with integrity. Therefore, because you impose heavy rent on the poor, and exact a tribute of grain from them, though you have built houses of well-hewn stone, yet you will not live in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, yet you will not drink their wine. For I know your transgressions are many, and your sins are great. You who distress the righteous and accept bribes and turn aside the poor in the gate, therefore at such a time the prudent person keeps silent, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And thus may the Lord God of hosts be with you, just as you have said. Hate evil, love good, and establish justice in the gate. Perhaps the Lord God of hosts may be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, the Lord, there is wailing in all the plazas, in all the streets. They say, Alas, alas! They also call the farmer to mourning and professional mourners to lamentation. And in all the vineyards there is wailing, because I will pass through the midst of you, says the Lord. Alas, you who are longing for the day of the Lord, for what purpose will the day of the Lord be to you? It will be darkness and not light, as when a man flees from a lion and a bear meets him, or goes home, leans his hand against the wall, and a snake bites him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness instead of light, even gloom with no brightness in it? I reject your festivals, nor do I delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer up to me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, and I will not even look at the peace offerings of your fatlings. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not even listen to the sound of your harps, but let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Did you present me with sacrifices and grain offerings in the wilderness for 40 years, O house of Israel? You also carried along Sikuth, your king, and Kiyun, your images, the star of your gods, which you made for yourselves. Therefore I will make you go into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. And that is the word of God. Israel has been called again and again in Amos to turn from their sins and repent of their sins, that they would seek the Lord. Verses 4 through 8, they see the call, Seek me, that you may live. They must prepare to meet the Lord, for he is coming. Stop seeking idols. Rather, they must seek good. verses 14 and 15. And love good. God is good. Now, why must they make preparation in this way? Well, we see verses 1 through 3 again, once again, how horrible a condition they were in. Unclean in their sin, they're fallen. Verse 7 and 10 through 12, because of their sin, they were brought into this state of having fell, not standing. Again, why must they seek the Lord and prepare to meet Him? Because it is true happiness to seek God, and He is ready to be sought and found by them. But if you don't seek Him, verses 16 and 17, they will proceed, and He will proceed in His wrath and justice to execute utter ruin upon them. That's the message again and again of the prophets. Yet verse 18, they dare now in their state of evil to desire the day of the Lord. We learn something about the day of the Lord. There is light and darkness. Light for some, darkness for some. And here He says, you desire the day of the Lord. Why? You'll be in darkness. You'll be destroyed. It's not light for you. It's light for God's people who seek Him. But it's darkness for you. They profane further the Lord. They defy Him. And He shows they will not be secure in that day, the last day. Their external religion, sacrifices and going through the motions, their festivals, and their supposed devotion would not turn away God's wrath. He doesn't even recognize their sacrifices, their worship, which should tell us something, as we've studied in Exodus. They're not receiving, or He's not receiving their peace offerings and grain offerings. But all that they had is not secure unless they turn back to God and seek Him. In verse 25, He says, did you present me with sacrifices and grain offerings in the wilderness for 40 years, O house of Israel? You also carried along Sukkoth, your king, and Kiyun, your images, the star of your gods, which you made for yourselves. Therefore, I will make you go into exile beyond Damascus, says the Lord, whose name is the God of hosts. And so, beloved, let us seek the Lord, lest we be found like Israel at this time. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, thank You in Your Son, Jesus Christ, and in Him, You have enabled us to seek You. And we praise You for this, that we, hopefully, would not be left in our sins and miseries and come to utter ruin. Because of Your grace, Your love for us, that You called us out of darkness into a marvelous light in Your Son. And Father, we thank You that You have blessed us with Your Holy Spirit in our hearts, with Your Spirit who continues in us, never leaving us, never forsaking us, always with us. That we plead that You would not allow us to enter into sin, and so deliver us from evil. Father, we pray. And we plead that we would not become like Israel, who had the worship of God before them, and they were able to worship, but they decided to worship gods and idols. And even though they went through the motions, they were not worshiping with their hearts. And so You did not receive their worship, not their devotion. Father, forgive us of our sins where we have not worshipped in spirit with our hearts and not worshipped in truth according to Your Word. We have broken Your commandments. We've broken all of Your commandments. We have had other gods, just like Israel. Often our gods are money and things of this world and pleasures of this world, like we heard this morning. We make idols like Israel here did. Like our homes and our work. Father, we have taken Your name in vain. We've not honored Your name. We've not lifted up Your name or defended Your name when we ought to, when others are blaspheming Your name. We've not kept the Sabbath day holy. We've not kept it, but we have spurned You. And Father, we have not honored our fathers and mothers. We've not honored our authorities, those over us, and we've not honored those who are under us, cared for them. Father, we have murdered in our hearts. We have hated or become angered jealous of people. Father, we have committed adultery, lusted in our hearts after women and men. And Father, we have stolen time at our works, stolen time from you. We've bore false witness, we've gossiped, we've slandered, and we have coveted things of this world, houses, other people's spouses, and what they have, and what they own. We've wanted it for ourselves because we are a sinful people. Father, forgive us of our sins, of not loving you, not loving our neighbor. Father, we pray that you would cleanse us of our guilt. We know that you have in Christ Jesus by his blood spilt. And you've covered our sin. Father, we're thankful that we know your word that says if we confess your sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so, Father, forgive us of our sins, knowing that you will forgive us. And even now, prepare our hearts for the partaking of the supper, where we celebrate your Son's death on the cross. For we acknowledge that without his death, we have nothing. Apart from him, we have nothing. And we can do nothing. And yet, Father, we often think that we can do something. And so, Father, forgive us of that sin. Father, forgive us of coming to the table too lightly or coming to worship lightly, taking it for granted, to not be thinking that we come before the consuming fire that we heard about here in the book of Amos and in Hebrews and in Exodus. Father, may we bow our souls and bow our hearts before you now as we continue worshiping you. Thank you that even you do not leave us or forsake us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.